from Uplandia. Interesting. Interesting name. Sam Harris goes on a deranged rant yet again. He supports censoring Hunter Biden's story, admits it was warranted and a left-wing conspiracy, but that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I used to like Sam Harris. Granted, he has some stupid takes. He thinks free will is not a real thing. And he's, you know, deranged a bit about Trump. But, I never seen him with takes quite as bad as the ones that he has in this fucking interview. Now, this guy is considered to be an intellectual by even many on the left that dislike him. He's an accomplished neuroscientist, smart fucking guy, I won't deny that, has criticized the hell out of Islam, had a lot to say about the people that want to censor him, because, you know, free speech is good. Should be able to point out the foibles of Islam, even if you could make the argument that this is encouraging some people to go after Islamists, maybe make their lives difficult or even commit physical violence against them. Yeah, because, you know, I have the freedom to speak, and the harm that Islam does in the world is far greater than any kind of harm that might come from people who are not me and just viewers, people in my audience, losing their minds, going nuts, and randomly attacking some Islamist individual because of some, you know, misguided hatred, which isn't all that misguided, really, that they claim I stirred up. And by the way, I've never heard him say commit violent acts against Islamists. So he should be allowed to speak and criticize Islamic people and not be censored. But Trump? No, he's got to be censored. I love the special pleading argument coming from a supposedly intelligent individual, yo. But anyway, before I get into this story, which is a fucking dumpster fire, I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate the raw red pill nature of my content to please go and check out my content on BitChute or Rumble. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Same on Rumble. If that doesn't work, just go to Rumble, type in The Realist Philosopher. You will be taken directly to my page. Same for BitChute. I don't believe there's any spaces for either of those sites when you type in my name. Also, if you would like to contribute to my continued content creation, please support me on Patreon or Subscribestar. You will find me on Patreon by simply typing in The Realist Philosopher. And you will find me on Subscribestar under the name The Realist. I can really use your help, really use your support. Anyway, back to the story. So, Sam Harris goes on a deranged rant. I think he is deranged, honestly. And he supports left-wing conspiracies to interfere with democratic elections. Let's get into this shit. And there he is. Looking worse for wear. He looks a lot older than last time I saw him. So Sam Harris has been slowly but surely sliding into insanity for a while now, ever since the USA was gripped by the Donald Trump phenomenon. Yeah, yeah. Because the left is so concerned about appearances, even though they think that broad in Finland that this literally banging of the dudes in public, that's okay, the prime minister there. Yeah, they really care about appearances. In an interview on the YouTube channel Trigonometry, Sam Harris has now admitted that the censoring of the Hunter Biden laptop story was a warranted left-wing conspiracy. It was a conspiracy, but it was okay. It was okay. It was okay that most of the major news outlets and social media sites went out of their way to censor that story because they knew if they didn't, Biden wouldn't win the election. So that in and of itself is election tampering. But hey, that's okay because, you know, it kept Trump out of office. To ensure that Joe Biden... So I see. So he has the old ends justify the means logical fallacy going on. To ensure that Joe Biden could unseat Donald Trump. Didn't Biden just spend $500,000 to put a fence up around his fucking house? Yeah. Walls for me, but not for thee. Yeah. He has also gone on record to support the censoring of the story, saying that even if there were corpses of children found in his basement at the time, meaning in Hunter Biden's basement, he wouldn't have cared. What? So he's nuts. He's fucking nuts. Corpses of children in his basement, that's okay, because that's not Joe Biden, even though it's been demonstrably proven that Sonny Boy there was nothing more than a go-between for Biden. Oh, that's great. Sam Harris is one of the intellectual leaders of the New Atheist Movement and calls himself a rational atheist. Rational? Really? Okay. Let's see. In a short clip from the almost 90-minute interview shared by Jack Posobiec, the senior editor of website humanevents.com, Sam Harris said that he supported the censoring of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Yeah, because that's not Joe, that's his son. Even though his son refers to him as the big guy, and it's pretty clear that he was giving kickbacks to Dad, and he also referred to dear old Dad as pedo man. By the way, wasn't Hunter Biden seen in lascivious poses, nude with underage family members on this laptop? But that's no big deal. That's nothing compared to Trump's evil doing. And what did he do that was evil? Mean tweets, you know. I don't like the way he comports himself. So we got a video here. Do we want to watch this video? Yeah. We want to watch this video for fucking sure. So here's a short clip from the interview in question, and it has some of the most, this is where the most heinous parts of the interview are contained. So let's take a listen to the dude that calls himself a rational atheist, this dude who supposedly has an IQ in excess of 150. Yeah, I don't believe that.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement, I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden, but
yeah, it is. He was a representative of his father. His father enlisted him because he himself, as a public figure, couldn't go out there and collect bribes and graft and all, so he uses his son instead, you know? Why do you think we're entangled in Ukraine the way we are now? Giving them billions and billions and billions of bucks, yo!
Even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kicked.
If it's endless, then that's pretty bad, yo, right?
Backs from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right? Or China.
A war that is now killing thousands and thousands of Ukrainians. Yeah. A war that is going on far too long because no matter how many weapons we give them, eventually they're going to run out of Ukrainians to use those fucking weapons because fucking Putin would have killed them all.
It is...
Wait. Corruption from Ukraine and China, which makes him nothing more than a puppet shill of other countries serving their interests, not ours. But Trump's worse than that, so endangering our country by putting somebody in charge who represents the interests of other countries who are normally our enemies is not nearly as bad as Trump because mean tweets.
Infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in.
What corruption? What corruption are you fucking talking about? Oh, well, you all already know what corruption is. I don't have to tell you, because I can't, because there isn't any. Let's hear what the corruption is, okay?
It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like, it doesn't even stack up against Trump University.
What? Trump University? That's a nothing burger, dude. For those of you who don't know, Trump was doing, like, some lectures, right? A while back. This is a long time ago. This is a while back. And people paid, and he called it Trump University. A lot of people complained because they didn't think they got their money's worth. What? So Biden is in bed with China and Ukraine fucking Ukraine being run by Nazis. I thought they were our enemies. And China being run by commies. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to be our ideological enemies, though not anymore, because America is too far fucking gone. We're already at least half commie as it is. He's representing their interests, not ours. He's taking bribes from them to his son. But a lecture series that some people were upset about and think wasn't worth the money is worse? What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Right. Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop.
There's pictures of him with underage female relatives naked. What the fuck is this guy talking about? Was this guy high on crack? What the fuck's going on here? Am I mishearing him?
In my view, right? Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted.
Did you hear this fucking guy? This supposed libertarian. The left went out of their way to stop him. Oh, and if they fix the election too, that's fine. Because the ends justify the means. Because, you know, Trump is going to blow up the country because Trump University. What? Holy shit! Rational atheist, my ass!
Right. And again, it's a coin toss as to whether or not
Sam, I'm sorry.
That particular piece
I'm really sorry. I was the one that said we should move on, but you've just said something I really struggle with there, which is...
Yeah, I struggle with it too. What the fuck is it? I thought that these lefties, especially ones that call themselves rational, were for democracy, the will of the people. But he just said he's 100% okay with undermining the will of the people and initiating a left-wing conspiracy to essentially topple our democratically elected officials, topple our system, and put somebody in power who really doesn't deserve to be there and may not have won fair and square because, you know, Trump's a bad dude. He ripped some people off by giving them a crappy lecture series once. How dare he think he can run for office? I have to overturn everything that I say I believe in to stop this dude from getting into power. Yeah, the ends justify the means. Logical fallacy.
The kids in the basement?
No. Fuck the kids in the basement. I'm interested in democracy. You're saying you are content with a left-wing conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically reelected as president.
Well, no, I'm content. Well, but the thing is, it's just not left-wing, right? So Liz Cheney is not.
You just said it. Well, you just said it was. Didn't he just say, absolutely, left-wing, and I'm okay with that? And Liz Cheney is left-wing. She's a rhino. She's a libtard pretending to be a Republican.
Left wing, right? Liz Cheney is doing everything in her power.
You're content with a conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically
But there's nothing conspiracy. It's not. It was a conspiracy out in the open. But it doesn't matter if it was. It doesn't matter what part's conspiracy, what part's out in the open. I mean, I think it's like if people get together and talk about what should we do about this phenomenon. You know, if it's like if there was an asteroid hurtling toward Earth. And we got in a room together with all of our friends and had a conversation about what we could do to deflect its course, right? Is that a conspiracy?
It's a false conflation. And figuring out how to stop an asteroid from colliding with the Earth is okay. That's a good action. And it's also not overturning a democratic system. And it's not a conspiracy either. Fuck is he talking about? This guy's supposed to be intelligent? The fuck? Talk about a false conflation. What the hell are you talking about? What the hell does a bunch of scientists getting together and figuring out how to deflect an asteroid have to do with a left-wing conspiracy to overturn a democratic election, you pinhead? They're not the same at all. Well, there's one similarity. Some people are getting together and talking. What? Oh, God. Oh my God, how does anybody respect this fucking guy? How does anybody respect this guy? He's a moron! You're a moron, Sam Harris! I can't watch anymore. It's over anyway. Jesus. So there you go. Right from the horse's ass's mouth of Sam fucking Harris. I'm okay with dead kids in basements. That's better than Trump University. Pedo man Biden being in charge and being a servant to China, putting our country at risk, letting 5 million illegal aliens into the country that we know of since he became president. That's okay. Because Trump, you know, he allegedly ripped some people off a while back because they didn't like his lecture and thought it wasn't worth the money. Oh, I see. I see. Oh. Oh, so for at least 6 to 7 minutes, Sam Harris essentially defends censoring Hunter Biden's story because it was far more important to him to unseat Donald Trump. He draws a comparison to the 2016 Hillary Clinton email fiasco. Yeah. Which is a legitimate concern in regards to Hillary Clinton and the way that she bungled the handling of top secret documents. Saying that did she have like a fucking server? And like a bathroom or some shit? They had very little security. Hillary Clinton herself and several others who support her, including Sam Harris. Yet this guy supports Hillary Clinton. Believe the investigation into her emails back in 2016 cost her the election. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Good. You think things are bad under Biden? Oh, boy. I mean, Hillary Clinton's even more corrupt than him, and she can actually think for herself. Or she would have been president. Citing this incident, Harris says, we will get former user Trump if we actually give this a fair hearing. So he's okay with Wait. Aren't the libtards like this idiot the ones that are always talking about fairness? Well, it benefits us. We're perfectly okay with being unfair if that also benefits us. See, I really don't care about fairness. Yeah. What a shock. It's coin toss for the Hunter Biden laptop thing. I don't understand how corrosive it is for an institution like the New York Times to show obvious bias and inconsistency. And dishonestly, it is like they couldn't even frame it honestly. How I would frame it is, listen, I don't care what's in the Hunter Biden laptop. At that point, Hunter Biden could have had corpses. Yeah, we heard that already. Yeah. Sam Harris then talks about Twitter shutting down the account of the New York Post and censoring the story, saying that people allege it was a left-wing conspiracy to deny Trump the presidency. He admits it was absolutely a conspiracy. And then later on, he tries to walk it back. That's what I don't get about these people. They have so little understanding. They're so not wedded to objective reality that, like, in the very next sentence, they'll walk back and deny that they said what they just said. Oh, no, it wasn't a left-wing conspiracy. Oh, it's a left-wing conspiracy, absolutely, to deny him the election. I'm okay with that. Oh, no, it wasn't a left-wing conspiracy at all. There was no conspiracy. What the fuck? Wow, this guy's so lacking in self-awareness. That's what he's most lacking in. Jesus, well, he's a libtard, so of course. The flabbergasted host prods Harris further. Yeah. Wow. What a dumpster fire. Oh, my God. Ay-yi-yi. When asked about destroying democracy to protect democracy. Yo, how does that work? I'm going to burn my house down to protect my house. Interesting logic. Deranged Harris tried to defend his rant by claiming that he was not suggesting that ballots be stuffed. Yeah, he is. You're saying the ends justify the means. So by any means, that's exactly what you said. Whatever it takes to deny Trump the presidency. Yeah, but political opinion is already being inundated with misinformation. It's a leftist term. Let me decide what's true and not true. I don't need some big daddy government telling me. Biased takes, like yours, outright lies. And therefore, since it's already happening, he says, the question is, since it's already happening, it's okay. Well, there's a bunch of people out there murdering other people, so murder's okay now. What? The question is, what can be done with your own biases to get a better outcome? Oh, lie, cheat, steal, stuff ballots, have left-wing conspiracies to rig elections? Wow. Harris here essentially defends the entire left ecosystem, lying, obfuscating, and censoring information that they deem uncomfortable for their political position. Even though this guy is the exact same fucking guy who for years has been talking about how it's wrong to censor him, even though the left claims that his negative opinions about Islam create hostility and intolerance. Same argument he's making about how Trump should be censored, but not him. In this segment, Harris goes on to say, we could have known that Biden would be comatose in office and he would still not be worse than Trump. I'm speechless at that, statement. He's got it backwards. Trump could be comatose. He'd be better than Biden. Because a Biden comatose, I mean, Jesus, he already is comatose. He's just a puppet. It is pertinent to note that this is not the first time Sam Harris has gone completely unhinged. Yeah. Earlier, Sam Harris was heard saying Osama bin Laden as a person is far more understandable to me and less reprehensible, personally, psychologically, than Trump. Really? Isn't this the same guy who has been a staunch critic of Islam? Osama bin Laden, a professional, lifelong terrorists responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocents. He's less reprehensible than Trump? Oh, right, because Trump University ripped off some rich white people a while back. Gave a crappy seminar to, in an audio clip uploaded to his Facebook account on the 19th of February 2020, he explains his position in detail. Sam Harris says, I find Trump more despicable than I found Osama bin Laden. With Osama bin Laden, it's just obvious to me that he could have been a mensch in some sense, right? He's making serious sacrifices for his ideas that he deeply believes in. What sacrifices? Oh, because he lived in a cave for a while? He's committed to a greater cause than himself, isn't Trump? Making America great again? Well, America doesn't deserve to be great with this evil history of colonialism and slavery. Yeah. But Sam Harris is supposedly an intelligent, rational dude. The deluded atheist continued, I don't doubt he had real ethical connections to the people in his life and that he cared about them. He's a real person, right? Trump's not real? What the fuck you talking about? What is this guy talking about? And in some ways, he is a kind of moral hero in a very bad game. Oh, I see. Right. So now Islam's good, right, Mr. Sam Harris? I guess it affected his bottom line. Maybe he stopped making as much money when he had that argument with Ben Affleck. On that late night TV show. So he's like, I better change my position on Islam. Yeah, get into the current paradigm, or I'm going to stop getting invited on these left-wing talk shows. Yeah, now he loves Islam, apparently. Huh. Okay. And Islamic terrorists are great, but not Trump. And so, therefore, he's kind of prototypically evil when viewed from my game. Prototypically trying to sound intelligent when he's saying really stupid shit. He's a person of actual substance. He's just committed to the wrong ends. Whereas Trump is the negation of all those things. Could you tell me how? How is he a negation of all those things? Oh, he has no beliefs. Oh, okay. I see. Sam Harris is recognized across the atheist community as someone who oozes intellect and rationality. Not anymore. Well, I mean, he still is among the libtards in that community, which unfortunately are a lot of people. Very irrational people, I might add. However, quite clearly, he is further evidence of the fact a lack of religious faith does not automatically translate into a more rational worldview or more rational opinions. You can be a fucking idiot and still be an atheist. Okay? Obviously. This fucking guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Biden. I mean, yeah, he's not that bad because he didn't rip a bunch of people off once by giving a crappy seminar. Is he for real? Wow. I mean, I haven't liked Sam Harris for a while. The first time I started to get an issue with him was when he made his stupid comments about free will not existing. That annoyed me because it's total bullshit. And now He's saying that Osama bin Laden was a great guy, better than Trump. Really? And Hunter Biden could have corpses of kids in his basement. That's okay, because he's not his dad. He's not a representative of his father. He's not acting on his father's behalf. That's great. So there you go. There you go. Yet another sufferer of Trump fucking derangement syndrome. Another one of these lefty idiots who really don't have any morals. They have none at all. They just pretend to have them so that they can then overturn Western democracy, like this idiot who argues that you got to destroy democracy to save democracy. Ugh, my brain hurts after this one. This guy uses intellect, huh? And rationality? On what planet? In what universe? The bizarro one? Anyway, let me know what you think of this anti-rational, anti-intellectual individual. Is he right? Should we destroy our democracy to save our democracy? Or is he 100% fucking wrong? And people need to stop listening to this douchebag. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my Rumble and BitChute channels if you have not already. On Rumble, I am the Realist Philosopher. And on BitChute, I am also the Realist Philosopher. And again, if you really like and appreciate my raw red pill takes on things, go check out my Patreon and my Subscribestar and consider making a donation there. I can really use your help. I am the Realist Philosopher on Patreon, and on Subscribestar, I am just the Realist. Go check them out and consider contributing. Thank you, and take care.